John and Karen King love fish. They're passionate about fish. You might go so far as to say that they live for fish. Together, they run a business called Aficionados. Captain John, as he's called on Catalina, runs a fishing charter business.
So we got fishing, touring, partying, and cruising, right? So you can go in here and you can see we've got three boats, Mojo, Aficionado, and Cadillac, when you want to do a fishing trip.
I'm a fish seer. Right near the boat, when everyone's got binoculars and they're looking like a mile away, a little speck in the water, I'm just look right down and, you know, hey, the fish is right here.
Karen runs the Aficionados Art Gallery, where she sells fish-inspired art.
Sounds like a cowbell. It has a cool octopus on it. That's fun. Ooh, that's a louder one. A fish ball. These are fish rattles.
And so Captain John and his wife Karen are consumed by fish, all the time. Most significantly, though, they hope to influence how we think of fish, fishing, and the place of fish in the environment.
Of course, whenever you go fishing, people hook and miss fish. A lot of them. And what I tell my customers, you know, if it's really all about memories, and it is, they have to say thank you every time they miss a fish. Because the fish that you miss are the ones you remember the most.
Captain John just said something really cool. It's all about the memory of catching a fish, not necessarily catching one. One of the first fish John thinks about is a swordfish he tried to catch for 6 hours. And on the Aficionados website, you'll find photos of people smiling with the fish they caught, thanks to Captain John. They're like the photographs you see framed in hallways, in photo albums, and on online profiles. The photos are a keepsake of the fishing experience, kind of like the artwork in Karen's gallery.
It's getting more and more that we don't kill the big fish.
Every fisherman who has become adept at fishing and loves fishing and has taken it to the next level is a conservationist. We release a lot. We try to teach a fisheries kind of ethic when we do fishing, particularly with 7-year-old Joey, who wants to kill everything that they catch. We try to help them understand that if you want to fish when you're 20, you've got to take some steps right now to protect the fishery.
Captain John teaches a fishery ethic because he knows firsthand the scarcity of certain fish on the island. Since there are fewer and fewer fish off the island, catching fish and talking about it are two different things.
I find it interesting the lengths that fishermen go to hide their success when they want everybody in the world to know they're successful. We don't want anybody to know where we caught those fish, but we want everybody to know that we caught these fish. So in the process, the radio has become an interesting place to gather information. And there's code that's used all the time. And what they're doing is they're usually telling their friends about their success or failure. Sometimes failure too, right?
What's an example of what that sounds like?
It sounds like this. It's like, Aficionado, this is Mojo. Pick me up. Okay, I got you, Mojo. What's up? You in them? No, not really. Seeing a bit of life.
John is trying to recreate what fisherman radio chatter might sound like, often bragging but purposely obtuse.
Well, you know, we were talking about that this morning.
And all of this is in order to catch the fish, maybe take a picture, and then release it again.
Yeah, pretty close.
Captain John knows better than to bring home a fish he won't eat.
Yeah, the pointy one. All right, well, welcome you all aboard Cadillac, Aficionado's famous flying fish tour.
Captain John invited me aboard his boat, the Cadillac, which takes nightly trips out along the coast of the island. The objective is not to fish, but to see the famous flying fish off the coast of Catalina, which only come out during the summer months of the year. On our excursion, no flying fish made it on board as they sometimes do, and since it's dark out, they are difficult to photograph. The Aficionados Gallery has plenty of artwork and souvenirs of the flying fish, but for many of us, there will only be the memory. On Catalina Island, I'm Tony Gannon, reporting for KISL.